From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Hundreds of Bahamians lose their livelihood as a fire ravages a street in central Nassau. Trinidad's Prime Minister threatens to deal with non-performing ministers. And Caribbean-dependent territories forge a united front ahead of a crucial meeting with Britain. I'm Karen Weir and this is BBC Caribbean Report.
The people lose everything and they get 40 in the field.
Wendell McKinney was just one of hundreds of Bahamian vendors and craftsmen who lost their jobs in a big fire in the capital, Nassau. Police suspect arson in the blaze, which claimed among its victims the Nassau Straw Market and the headquarters of the Ministry of Tourism. Tourism Minister Tommy Turnquest called the fire a national disaster. Jerome Sawyer reports from Nassau.
As dawn came over Nassau this morning, the smell of smoke lingered for miles away. The huge fire the day before left only rubble and smoldering debris. Firemen, some of whom had spent the night on Bay Street, were still watching glowing debris, careful not to turn their backs, as several times the night before they were called to extinguish small fires which reignited. Sunlight revealed a demolished straw market and Ministry of Tourism headquarters. Two adjacent buildings